How did it get to hire for plot? That's when it started, right?
Okay. Yeah, I moved into Anna Nicole's house, 11 in North Hollywood,
right.
Probably about February or March of 2000. There came a point in time, I'd say a couple months leading up to June of 2000, when Anna was drinking chloral hydrate very heavily, and she'd go into what I thought was like a hypnotic trance, because when she was sober, she wouldn't recall saying any of these things. But the thing that disturbed me is she was continuously begging with me and pleading with me to kill Pierce Marshall, saying that he was the goddamn devil and he was standing in the way of her money, and that he tried to murder her when she was in the hospital, and he murdered his first wife, Miss White, and, you know, giving me all these reasons to kill him. The day before I went to jail, the questioning was, Anna was really, really on me to kill Pierce. And she had tried to give me this 66 Magnum. I later come to find out this 66 Magnum was registered to her husband, J. Howard Marshall. It was his big gun from Texas, not too many made, a custom-built gun.
How did it get to the FBI?
I had to go to jail the very next day. Before going to jail, I called one of Pierce Marshall's attorneys in Texas. His name was John Melko. That's M-E-L-C-O.
Okay.
And I talked to his secretary, and I explained that I was being asked to murder Pierce or find somebody to murder him. And I said, if anything happens, I don't want to be blamed. There may be audio recordings of this. And they said, thank you. Well, I went and turned myself into L.A. County Jail. I was drug into an office where I sat down, you know, the traditional Hollywood movie type of scene, the table, the Coke, the cigarette, and these two guys whipped out these giant black wallets with these giant FBI IDs and these giant badges. And they said, listen, you got to play ball with us because Anna is going to die from drugs. We know that somebody's giving her drugs. And it's very serious, and you need to be her hero and save her life. We are willing to get you out of jail if you'll wear a wire and go undercover in this murder-for-hire investigation with the FBI. Will you play ball with us? And they convinced me to do this because it's the right thing to do and because Anna was going to die.
All right, when did they go to the house and get the items out of the house?
Approximately a week after I was released from jail, got on an undercover FBI basis and disappeared on them. They went and saw her, searched the house, retrieved the gun, the 66 Magnum, the knife, and the hat, and questioned her. The federal indictment was rejected 6 months later due to lack of evidence.